The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
For over 30 years now, our last three popes have called for a new evangelization in countries like our own, where most people still call themselves Christians, but in which many do not really live the faith. There are those who live their faith in a way that has little effect on the rest of their lives. They compartmentalize it, spending an hour in worship every weekend, but then proceed to live the rest of the week in a very secular way, with behavior that is indistinguishable from that of non-believers. When people see this disconnect, they sometimes wonder, why bother even coming to Mass if it doesn't make any difference in the real world? Hence the need to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ in a new way that helps people see what a difference a truly living faith in Jesus can make in our own lives and in the lives of others. Pope John Paul II and Pope Benedict XVI gave us the theological foundation for this new evangelization in brilliant, if somewhat academic, terms, rooting it in the dignity of the human person. And now Pope Francis is drawing on his pastoral experience in the trenches of everyday life to show us how to draw on our faith to make the world a better place, which is, of course, very inspiring. We have a natural tendency to limit our understanding of faith mainly to what goes on in our brains, thereby reducing faith to merely a set of beliefs. Pope Francis is showing us how to now allow that faith to travel that longest 18 inches from our head to our heart, whereby we actually get to know Jesus personally and not just know about Him, and thereby empower us to really live our faith with all our heart, 24/7, which includes doing our share to build up the kingdom of God here and now in Arkansas. If we are not aligned with the kingdom of God now, in the way we live our life now, how do we expect to share in the life of the kingdom of God in the world to come? If we aren't making sacrifices to make our world a better place now, whose kingdom are we building with our efforts? Our own or the Lord's? There are, of course, many ways to do this, and many things are needed for the new evangelization to go forward. In Arkansas, many of our efforts on the diocesan level are funded through our annual CASA, Catholic Arkansas Sharing Appeal, hence this recorded message. A listing of all the departments and initiatives funded through your CASA donations can be found in this week's issue of the Arkansas Catholic, our award-winning diocesan newspaper, and my means of communicating with you weekly about the marvelous things the Lord is doing in our midst. If you are not yet a subscriber, please sign up. Subscription envelopes are being provided to you along with your CASA pledge card to be filled out during this Mass, following this message. The lion's share of the money you donate to CASA funds our diocesan offices and partially funds, among other things, the education of our 40 seminarians and the efforts of Catholic Charities. Our diocesan guideline for your 10% tithe to the Lord before taxes is 5% to your parish, 4% to other charities or more to your parish, and 1% to this annual CASA appeal. Take your adjusted gross income, drop 3 zeros, and give that amount each of the next 10 months. If you earn $50,000 a year, pledge to give $50 per month for the next 10 months, and that's 1%. Today we celebrate the presentation of the Lord. In our gospel, the Holy Family goes to Jerusalem to give to God the offering specified in the law for any firstborn son. It was called the redemption of the firstborn, since God spared the firstborn sons of Israel when He killed the eldest sons of Egypt in the 10th plague. All Jewish firstborn sons belong especially to God. But notice, when Mary and Joseph do this, a devout man named Simeon declares that through this baby, God will redeem us. Now, the Lord wants to use us to help redeem others in the new evangelization, in which we give witness to the Lord in every facet of our lives, 24/7, and also through all the initiatives you help fund through your donation to CASA. Thank you for your generosity in the past, and thanks in advance for an even more generous response this year.